When my mom passed away, right before she passed, literally hours before she passed, I found out definitively, I thought, that my father is not my father.
What you're about to hear is an unscripted session with a psychic medium. Fleur had no contact with the participants prior to this meeting. They were screened by me, Elizabeth, one of the producers of the podcast, in order to preserve the integrity of the psychic reading. Absolutely no information was given to Fleur before their psychic session.
This is Moving Beyond the Podcast. My name is Fleur, and I am an intuition teacher, a psychic medium, and host of this podcast, Moving Beyond. Here, you have the opportunity to be a fly on my wall and listen in on an intimate reading in which I connect someone to their loved ones on the other side. You will hear stories of grief and tremendous loss, but you will also hear stories of loving connection and witness beautiful transformations. Thank you for listening with an open heart. I truly believe that we heal in community, and you're here. You are an important part of this one.
My name is Nicole. I'm from Los Angeles. I grew up in Orange County. I'm really interested in speaking with Fleur because I talk to my mom every day, multiple times a day. She was absolutely one of the closest, best friend to me. And then to find out that there was this thing that I didn't know has been hard to reconcile.
Hi, so good to meet you. I am so excited to do this and get to experience your work.
Wonderful. Well, it's really nice to meet you. Have you ever had any kind of reading before, any experience?
Not like this, no.
Okay. So for me, it's an experience in which consciousness never dies, never goes away. There's intelligence. There's the ability to communicate. And what we're doing today is we're bridging the two worlds. I very much believe anyone can connect, that your loved ones in spirit are around all the time. I'm just offering a voice piece, a slightly more tangible, perhaps. And then my hope is you continue forward knowing that I'm not needed in this. I'm just connecting the two. My beginning awareness is I'm shifting. I'm looking at all the different radio stations that we have in spirit. And every person has a slightly different station. So your unique energetic imprint, and as it transits to the other side, it continues to be unique in my experience. And so there will be a moment in which I land on a station and I'm like, oh, it's this person's station. And the closer I get to that, the more information I have. And so I'll start sharing it in that way. I'll say, I'm seeing this, I feel this, I hear this, I know this. All I need from you at the time is simply, yes, it's factual, or no, it's not.
Okay.
In the beginning, this is important only because we want to make sure we've got the right person.
We got the right station. Totally. Okay.
We got the right station. We got the right person. It gives me the confidence to really drop in at that time to say, yep, right person, right here. Let's fully steam ahead. Okay. My first impression here is of a woman who stands right behind me. And there's a really strong link to this being a woman who raises you like a mom. She feels very connected and also like kind of nurturing mom, where I feel like everyone wants this kind of mom.
Yes.
Is my sense. She's a very touchy-feely person. Like, I want to hug you. I want to kiss you. I want to just let you know with physical touch that I'm near.
Yep.
And I feel that in the same way when she's passing, she also gets the experience of physical touch on her body.
Yes, 100%.
And I know that your hands are one of those hands. Your hands are one of the people that touch her, that caress her. This is not in the very moment of her passing. It's in the lead up.
Yes.
It's the sense of, we massage the body because it's tense. It's in pain, and she's going through treatments during this time.
Yes. See? Yes.
And I know she just wants you to know how comforting that was. Also because she makes me feel that you at the time felt, oh, I don't know if I'm very good at giving massages, yes, or I don't know if this is really my specialty. Do you know?
Yes, 100%. Yes.
It feels very nourishing and mm-hmm. important to let you know just how nourishing it was. This feels very important.
Oh, good.
I do see a lot of travel that you would have had to do to see her. Well, hold on one second. I'm actually not sure if it's you, but I see one of her children having to come in and out of like an airplane.
Yes.
To go
yes.
see her.
Yes.
You see?
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
I also feel that you yourself get to spend time with her prior to her passing. And then she interrupts me. One second. One, two, no, that's not right. She talks about three people being close to her, three people being
yes,
uh-huh. near.
Yes.
Two of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Three people being near at the time that she passes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I do feel she makes me feel there was a resoluteness for her where she gets to make a choice to say, I know that my treatment options are over. I know that there's nothing else and I don't want anything else. Do you yes. see this?
Yes, 100%. Yes.
And she stays by that choice, wanting you to know she still felt that way to the very last moment. And
yes,
there was, I feel, this strong, resolute sense of adventure, I want to say, into her next phase of life.
That makes sense. Yes.
The sense of, all right, here we go.
Yeah, you know? exactly. Yeah.
And just wanting you to know, this is how she perceived it, this beauty of the connections that she holds in this physical world, and then a sense of, all right, on to the next.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And really wanting you to know the sweetness of that. I want to go back to this relationship of sweetness that the two of you have together. I feel like there's a sense of in your lifetime connecting with your mom at least once a day in life.
Yes.
The sense yes. that we talk all the time. We yes. connect all the time. Generally yes. more than once, I think, in the day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And needing you to know she still connects with you in this way all the time now.
Yeah.
I feel that her connection is to kids, plural, that she watches over in the world mm-hmm. rather than just you.
Yes, yes.
And the sense of the two are very different, and this feeling of I know a deep, deep emotional connection to you both. That's without question.
Yeah.
And she's also making me feel your family is drawn together since her passing. There isn't
yes.
a severance. Yes. There's not a disconnect as that's I right. often see
yes.
in passings. Yes. But I feel the family's really come together to grieve, together to hold each other, and that you feel that the bonds between the two of you and just the family as a whole has been strengthened.
Yes.
Do you see?
Yes.
That's my
yes.
feeling.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Yes.
And she's grateful for this. Very, very grateful. I need to bring my attention here to her. She brings my attention to her lower intestines, her colon.
Yes. Yes.
And do you yes. see there's colon cancer?
Yes.
And
yes.
yes, do you see? Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah. exactly. Exactly.
And she talks about the colon cancer, and then she makes me feel that initially there were polyps that were yes. deemed not cancerous at first. Do you mm-hmm. see?
Yes.
It's
yes.
like a mm-hmm. feeling of problems for quite some time, but then
yes.
when we biopsy initially, it's fine, is my feeling. And then all of a sudden, it feels very aggressive.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I know that she brings me to this area of her body, and I feel Now, this might be surprising to you or not, but I feel that this experience required her to make a lot of peace with her body. I feel that your mom was actually quite hard on herself in life.
Yes.
Very harsh critic of her body.
Yes.
But there's something about it's not unusual for her to be on a diet. It's not unusual for her to be kind of like restricting herself. I feel like I'm really concerned in life about perfectionism, to be honest.
Yeah. 100%. Yes.
Perfectionism. And I feel that this experience of the colon cancer, this experience of the body, requires her to make peace with the body.
Yes. I do feel that. Yes.
And she also wants you to know that what was left undone or what was left unaccomplished in this space, she's felt real peace with now. I feel that she's quite happy to see you don't struggle as much, that there's more freedom around your physical body. Of course, we all have things to unfold and uncurl, but I know that she's grateful that this experience for her and watching her body fight has also loosened the binding that you've done on your own.
Yes.
A bigger appreciation for the body, a softness.
Yes, that is exactly right. Yes.
And I know she wants you to step into that even more, not to shrink, not to tighten yourself, to allow the expression of that gratitude and that love and let it really find its footing in your life. I feel that she looks back and sees so much time of fixing the body, doing things to the body to help the body look better and all of these things.
Yes. That's exactly.
And wants to kind of, hand you that freedom. You yourself have the little boy already?
Yes. Yes, I have
some. Yeah, she talks about your little boy.
Yeah.
Who I think is still quite little.
Yes, he is.
And then she talks about his changing eye color. I'm not quite sure what that means.
I don't know.
What is that? One second. Yeah. She likes looking at him too, his little face. Once you know he's around. She's around him, I mean. But I feel you'll want more children. Do you see this?
Yes.
Maybe right now you're unsure, but I feel if I were to make a bit of a prediction, I think you'll have another. And right now there's just the one, is that right?
That's just one, yes.
I do feel like your mom has memories with your son, gets to know your son, gets to be here for that in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. He also feels like when she passes that he is old enough to have memories or to have formed connection. And I feel that he and you speak about her often and she's aware of this too.
Yes.
You know, wanting you to know she hears it, she's connected, she's aware.
Yes.
She does make me feel like her passing has the effect of, for you, feeling like you kind of go through a phase of paralysis. It's the question of how you put yourself out in the world and your purpose and how you kind of want to leave this life.
Yes.
Yourself. Mm-hmm. And she makes me feel, one, that you've decided, and she wants to shake up this belief system, that you've decided that you're actually not going to live very long. So she needs to shake this up. Like, you're planning your life right now as if you've got maybe 25 more years. Do you see that?
Yes, totally. Yeah.
And she wants to shake this up a bit for you, wanting you to know you're not a carbon copy.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Yes.
Needing you to know that your life will not have the same illness and turn of events. And
Yes, I was just thinking about that last night. Yes.
And needs you to just question yourself when these thoughts come up so that you're not it's wonderful to redirect your life with the sense of initiation and purpose to want to live the most expansive life. She wants that for you. She doesn't want you to believe you have a very short life lived.
Yes.
And grieve it before it's even time to grieve.
Yeah. Yes. You know? Totally. Yes. Yes. That makes perfect sense. Yes.
Your father is living. Father's here. You see in the world?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Quite a tall man, it looks like. Do you see that? 6 foot?
6 foot. Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Like he is. Do you see? Like he's quite tall.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I have some questions around all of that, but yes.
Right. But if I were just to physically describe your father, do you see that he's a tall man around 6 foot? Just want to make sure I've got the right person or the wrong person that she's identifying.
Yes. Here. Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then was your mom married 2 times?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because she talks to me about 2 marriages and okay. Okay. Married mm-hmm. 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
I do think you like your stepfather, or it feels to me like there's a good connection there. At least this is her perspective of it.
Yes.
You can tell me now.
Uh-huh. No. Yes, that's true. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you see that there was a point at which you thought that second marriage would end and then it continued, or that there's a sense of her almost ending it or almost divorcing and then not?
Yes. And it's, but yes, they were never married officially, but yes, I did think that there were 2 marriages, but then there was a third and I did think that that would end, but it didn't.
Got it. Okay. Got it. But 2, that makes more sense. Cause she's talking about 2 marriages. And then I was like, but I feel like there's another person, but then I don't know if it ends or not. And then as I was talking about stepfathers for you, I do feel then a confusion around who your birth father is. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes.
She keeps being like, well, which one? Which one is it?
Yes. Yes. That's exactly it. Yes.
Do you see that her second marriage, she would have already known this person when she knows the first marriage?
Yes. Yes. The last one she knew before the first one.
Ah, this is it. Okay.
Yes.
She talks about I thought it was the second, but it's the third. Then it's like knew them before the first, do you know? Or it's like, there's this sense of it all overlaps.
It overlaps. Yes.
Because the third feels like he's part of your life for a very long time.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Because you would suspect that the third partner is your father. Do you see that?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Because she was making me feel like he's been around the whole time.
Right. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
So there's a bit of resistance to this if I come around the father aspect, but I do feel like when we talk about it being her third partner, that there is something that clicks in a place for me there. So I wouldn't be surprised if that is your biological dad.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But I don't feel like it's the first.
Okay.
Who you were told it was.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
But I do feel like it's possible to resolve this in your lifetime. So it does look like the men involved that are here in the physical world would be willing to do that test, would be willing to look.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And she does want to give you permission to investigate.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Feels like there's permission given there. What I will say, though, and it feels like you brought this conversation of paternity up with your mom in life.
Yeah. Yes.
But for her, she feels like she truly feels like it's not important who your father is, which is interesting.
Yes. That was, yes. That's what, yes.
Mm-hmm. she's quite a funny lady in this way. She's like, well, you got me, you know, so it doesn't matter. But I think for herself, she was also, for me, it feels like she was dodging it just out of the fear it wasn't who she thought it was, perhaps. So there is a bit of dodging there.
That makes sense. Because trying to understand that.
Just in the sense of, I'm not sure she knew herself.
Okay, that's what I needed to know that. I needed to know that. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like in life, she doesn't quite know herself.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I feel you have full permission to go looking for this information. You have full permission to ask those involved. She wants to give you carte blanche.
Okay.
She really does.
Yes, yeah.
Let's ask her some questions.
Okay, yeah.
Anything you want to know?
Yeah, one of my big questions you just answered, which was, did she know? Because I feel like she told me one thing and she told the third man another thing. I never knew definitively. And then right before she passed, I felt like I learned sort of what she told him. And I believed that that was the definitive. And it was like, oh my gosh, you know, that he is my father. And I didn't know who she told the truth to, or like what the truth was, or it felt to me like, oh my gosh, did she take that to the grave? You know? And I guess my question was, did she know and just not feel that she couldn't tell me?
My feeling is she didn't know for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Is my feeling.
Okay.
If I'm just going off of the energy, what I initially felt, it was this feeling of, I end up with a man who really came before all the others.
Yes. You know,
that was kind of this feeling. So,
yes. Yes, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And I would say he's always been in the background.
Yes.
And because the first and the third blend together, there's this uncertainty that I think she also is uncertain about.
Okay.
I don't know why she would tell you something different than she would have told him. I feel like there is a certain thing of having told number three early on that you are not that his child. And so then it feels like either way, at one point she is lying and feels like maybe just better to keep the lie.
Yes. Got it. Uh-huh.
It feels conflicted for her, but I also feel at the end of the day, she's not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's really helpful. Yeah. That's really helpful. I also wonder, is there what she would want to say to me now that she felt like, was there anything she would want to say to me now that she felt that she couldn't say in life, or that she feels like is important for me to know?
She just really wants to emphasize, no matter what, her love for you is very real. It comes from a place of trying to keep you safe, trying to keep you whole, trying to do what's right.
Yes. Life. Yeah. Yeah. That makes real sense.
Any last questions for her?
Just one, which is about if she has any advice about sort of my spiritual path and that evolution, because I feel like a lot of what's happened since she's passed is new for me. And I wonder if she has any any guidance?
I just heard keep going. I feel like you're right where you need to be. Just keep going. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Ramon wants to remind you as well, there's no perfect way. So there's the sense of this perfectionism that runs in the family, which goodness knows I can relate to. And I'm sure so many people can relate to.
Yeah.
But this perfectionism that loops around, she's like, don't make it part of the spiritual journey.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's great to know.
Just one step at a time.
Yeah.
And enjoy it. That's my feeling. Yeah. But I think you're doing it exactly at the pace that you're supposed to, not to worry about what that looks like, or if it could be better, if you could be doing more, if you could be more open, or da da da. Just you're exactly where you need to be.
Okay. Great. Okay. Great.
Great.
Oh my gosh, Fleur, this was absolutely incredible. More incredible than I could have ever imagined. I just thank you from the bottom of my heart. It was really, 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 really special.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, thank you. Thanks for sharing her with me. She's lovely. I think she's a firecracker. She's great. I would say let it integrate for some time. Let it move kind of through your body. And then we will touch base again in a few weeks. And that is a great opportunity to ask the hows and whys and all the spiritual journey questions.
Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you soon.
You too. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you feel like you're stumbling around a little bit on your spiritual journey? Well, one thing that can help you find purpose and direction is knowing your archetype. Archetype are universal patterns of purpose and behavior that once you discover yours are really going to help you find your place in the world and your purpose in the world. I've created a very fun, very quick quiz to help you find yours, and you can find it in the show notes or at mediumfleur.com. Finding your archetype will help you find direction, and we've even offered you some resources to find that next steady step on your spiritual journey. Go online today and find your archetype and your direction on your spiritual path. Before we get back to our show, I want to tell you about our Patreon. Patreon is an amazing way to help support the show, but also it's going to give you a sneak peek into something we've never offered before. You can find pictures, videos, little memorabilia between the client, the person that I'm connecting with, and their loved one on the other side. These photos are often ones that I get after sessions, but I'm wanting to share them with you because I see them as a love letter and just a beautiful way of honoring those who have passed. If you are at all curious, if you want to see them, if you want to honor them too, please check out our Patreon. You can find the link in the show notes and you can help support the show. Thank you for being here and enjoy the rest of today's podcast.
It's so good to see you. It's
Thanks
so
for
good
being
to
here.
See you. I'm so excited to talk to you because it has just I don't think I can overstate what a profound experience our session was for me. It really just transformed the deepest part of me in a way that I don't know that I've ever experienced.
Oh,
really,
wow.
Really. So, beautiful. I mean, I just, there's so much to talk about.
Thank you for just being part of this whole exploration. I personally, when I do my readings, most of the time, I don't get an opportunity to talk after the fact, you know, to have this moment.
Yeah.
And so my intention is that it's a discussion and we start really by having you perhaps give some insight into what the experience was like, what you were looking for, what you were hoping for, and then we can get to any kind of questions about your own spiritual development, about taking that further, you know, like what's the next step?
Mm-hmm.
How do you connect? All of that. We
Great.
Can really start perhaps by giving a little bit of a life story, look back at what brought you to the session, what you were hoping for, who you were wanting to connect with.
So several different things sort of led to me wanting to do the reading. The main thing being that my mom passed away about 3 months ago now. I felt some things happen since she passed that felt very, there's no other word except otherworldly. And then the other thing was that the question that I came with many questions, but one of the questions was, when my mom passed away, right before she passed, literally hours before she passed, I found out definitively, I thought, that my father is not my father, that it was another man. And so there's sort of a long story that goes with that. Basically, I didn't know there was any question for many years of my life until I was 36, mm-hmm. when my mom reconnected with the love of her life from a long time ago. And I went out to dinner with them and met him for the first time, and just really weirdly, intuitively, just guessed as a joke. Was like, yeah, it was a really weird thing where I said, oh, what was the last, when did you guys last see each other? You know, it had to be like 1973 before my parents married. And he said, no, it was maybe more like 1979, 1980. And I was like, wait a minute, that was the year I was born. Are you about to find out, like, you're my father?
And oh, then, God. What a dinner party.
Yes, like over Mexican food this happened. And then all of a sudden they both got really weird. And I was like, what? Like, it was just this like weird joke that came out that then ended up being something. I talked to my mom about it afterwards. And she said there was some overlap and she didn't know. So I sort of just lived with that I don't know for 5 years, right before she passed, literally hours before she passed. I just started to put together these different things and realized, no, I think definitively he is my dad. And then he said that essentially she had told him definitively he was my father. It was hard for me to reconcile that after she passed, because why would she tell him the truth and me that she wasn't sure? I didn't know whether she took the secret to the grave or if she, you know what I mean? I just didn't know that, and I needed to know that. So that was part of it. And then the other part of it that didn't come up in the reading, but was part of my curiosity, is that my mom was a medium. She did what you do. Yeah.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah. But I experienced it very peripherally. I don't know if that's your experience with people who are close to you, but like, my mom never read for me or whatever. I mean, it was just, I grew up around it. I never experienced it. I think also because it was like, she was my mom. So she was also the person who like took the garbage out and like dealt with taking us to school back and forth. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't. Yeah. And then after she passed, I started to have these really, really profoundly otherworldly things happen. I don't know that I had ever experienced to that extent until she passed. Then suddenly it was like a door opened or something, what the session meant to me. I cannot tell you what a profound transformation it was for me to go through that with you. It genuinely changed my entire perspective on human existence.
Which is so funny to me, considering your mom was a medium.
No, I know. And what's weird is that I think part of it is that my mom had this rock solid faith that I could never quite get. And I have spent all of my life with this sort of question mark at the center of myself. This part of me that says there's something more. And then this other part of myself, this very rational, analytical part of myself that goes, no, you're just making that up. Two sides of myself have always been talking to each other and warring, you know, my whole life. Yeah. My whole life I've walked around with that. And I walked into this session with you and it felt as if you just like threw the doors open and you were like, here it is, you know, here's the secret to the universe. Like, it's real, it's true. I was in such a state of awe And when I listened back to the recording, it was actually like, it was really embarrassing to listen to myself just like sob uncontrollably for an hour straight. But with a few days distance, I realized that what it was just this, it was not just connecting with my mom. It was the realization of how much more there is. It was like that little voice that you had in yourself that kept feeling like there's something was right. And that was, oh my God. I mean, I just, the first few days I walked around like just in such a state of awe. I think I appeared as a complete lunatic to everybody I ran into because I just wanted to like take them by the shirt and be like, do you realize there's so much more than this? Like,
do you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then I feel like since then it just sort of settled in. And now I just have so many questions. And it's just, I've gone down a rabbit hole of reading and absorbing. And I'm going to take your class.
Yes. Good.
So, nice. Feels like it's opened this door to all of these questions about how to stay connected and how it works. So I have a ton of questions for you today.
Well, it's all good because I'm here to answer them. I want to touch on a few things that you've said because I feel like they really resonate for me as well. Mm-hmm. The sense of you having watched your mom with this rock solid faith throughout her life. I wonder if she started off that way because I certainly didn't. I think like so much of this work for me has been the trial and error of showing myself. Right. I think in part it made me a good medium because I was looking for some sort of concrete proof that I've eventually realized you're never quite going to get. Like there is always that 5% that you have to make that last leap of faith for yourself.
Yes.
But I completely understand it, this warring of the rational and the mental with the spiritual. And I even hit it every once in a while now myself. So. Even
that's really interesting to hear. Really,
absolutely. And I feel like, and you might hit it again, right? Mm-hmm. Which is why I bring it up. You might come back to this rational side of yourself, where eventually something happens, very practical life stuff, and you start getting into that space where you don't feel as connected, even though right now the door's been opened wide. Mm-hmm. And I found in my own experience, and it's really only in the last year and a half that I realized this, that I was seeing every 18 months or so have like a total spiritual crisis for myself and be like, maybe it's not real. Oh my God, I wrote a whole book about this. Then I would start readings again for the day and I would get out of my own way and I'd be like, I can't really explain this even from a rational perspective. And it would be this war within myself for a few days and then it would pass and I would get it again in 18 months. What causes this existential crisis and this war? And it was always when I myself was outputting too much and not inputting enough on the spiritual level. When there wasn't enough moments of awe, when there weren't enough moments of connecting to something outside of myself, even though my work is spiritual, the physical output and living in the physical reality, when it got to be out of balance, I would lose that sense of innate knowing that I think we all have. And you talk about it. You're like, I know there's some part of me that just knew there is something more, right? I think everybody has this.
Yes.
When you see a sunset, when you're in nature, when you hear a beautiful piece of music, when you're inspired in some way. And so for you, I would say this is going to be key, is how can you contain that spiritual truth within yourself by placing yourself in moments of beauty and moments where you feel that spiritual connection, because that's going to keep that fire alive.
It makes such perfect sense that you would say, when you said being on input rather than on output, it's so perfect that you would just say that because literally a few days ago, I journal a lot. I'm a writer. And so that's a lot of how I feel connected. Process. And one of the things that I was writing was that I have felt so on output for so long that I just felt like I just need to sit and be on input, like that exact thing. I think there's something about just going and doing and everything that it's like there's too much noise to connect.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's just an effort. There's too much, there's no opening for it to for anything to come through.
Yeah.
And you'll find that we touch on this a lot, or I teach this a lot in the intuition mentorship, because mm-hmm. I'm of strong belief that when external mm-hmm. feedback, what you should do, mm-hmm. what you could do, the Instagram, the this, the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Opinions, uh-huh.
Or even work, right? When the external mm-hmm. feedback far outweighs the internal feedback, the ability to be intuitive and therefore the ability to feel connected to anything at all mm-hmm. disappears. Like, you cannot be intuitive when your external feedback is larger than your internal feedback.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That makes such perfect sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Which requires input. The feeding of the flame. Mm-hmm. It's how do we mm-hmm. make space for the internal feedback? Can only be through rest, can only be through connecting to something where you feel like you're in awe or your heart opens or you're just yes. in a space to receive. The reason I'm really kind of starting with that is mm-hmm. in this conversation is because mm-hmm. I think it's such a beautiful point that you bring up in the sense mm-hmm. of, oh my God, I've had this moment, right? Like, I've yes. had this moment. And see, people might have it through a reading, mm-hmm. But they might also just have it through something else, right? This moment where you have this spiritual awareness, the spiritual experience, mm-hmm. and then it's like, okay, now what?
Yeah, that's it. And that's that's exactly where I am. I feel myself at the beginning of a real journey right now. Intuition is something that I've always experienced very strongly. But mm-hmm. all of these, and I never really knew, or maybe some part of me did, but I never really knew that it was connected to something, you know what I mean? I don't know. But now just diving deeper into all of it and having a sense of a glimpse of what there is that we can't see is really, yeah, I feel eager to just to dig in more and understand the how. And also, I think I'm wrapping my mind around, there are probably, like you said, a lot of things I'll never know. Absolutely. You know,
I think that's always going to be part of it. You won't.
Yeah. One of the things that I want to ask you is, so mm-hmm. I feel like since my mom passed, there's this door that sort of just started to open for me, and also for my son, who you talked mm-hmm. about. For me, it happened where right after she passed, I don't even know what to call them, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah.
visits or something.
Well, I would say, and you touched on it earlier. Mm-hmm. You said when she passed, it was like a door opened. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like when we talk about mediumship and the mm-hmm. ability to tune into something beyond this world, mm-hmm. The difference between a practicing medium mm-hmm. and anyone else that can do mediumship is that a practicing medium like your mom did mm-hmm. in life has access to every radio station, mm-hmm. so to speak. Every individual person has a station. They have access to every station without having to have heard the station before.
Yeah.
So uh-huh. it's like, even if I've never heard 94.5 country music, I could, as a practicing medium, find my way to 94.5, recognize it and go, oh, that's country music.
Yeah.
That's just the skill set of a medium. But if you have heard the station a million times, and in this case mm-hmm. you've known your mom your whole life, mm-hmm. her passing over to the other side does create a bridge, because mm-hmm. you know what her station feels like. You've only experienced it in life, but now mm-hmm. it's still connected to you. It's just in another dimension. But knowing the station gives you that door. So it's not unusual for people mm-hmm. to, through a loss, all of a sudden mm-hmm. feel like, oh, that's been there the whole time. I just didn't have an entry point.
Yes. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. I just didn't have a tether to get me from here to there. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I believe anyone who's lost anyone can connect to them mediumistically mm-hmm. because you mm-hmm. already know the station. You're not looking right. for a needle in a haystack. You know what you're looking for. You can feel it. You're already tethered to it. It's just a sense of following the thread to that person. The thread mm-hmm. already exists. And you already really know what it feels like energetically. You know, you've felt it a million yes. times. So this, I think, is often what happens with people who, when somebody passes, they're like, all of a sudden, I feel connected.
Yeah, that's exactly what has happened. It's amazing that I've grown up with this my whole life. And now in the last 3 months, and especially in the last 3 weeks, I'm like finally opening the door to all of it and, you know, and experiencing all of it. I do just want to tell you some of the things that you said.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know that you get to hear back like your confirmation.
Yeah, I don't. But so I'd love to hear it.
One of the things that you said that I was like, wow, you said, she tells me something about your son's eye color changing. And I kind of went, huh, I don't know about that. Anyway, a couple days later, my son walks into my office and I look at his eyes and I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I say to him, what color are your eyes? And he goes, they used to be blue, but now they're green. And I was like, because his eyes were green. And I somehow, it makes me sound like a terrible mother, but somehow did not notice that. It's like, you know, it's like when somebody's growing, just incrementally, you don't notice that they're growing.
Yeah.
It was like, I did not know. And it was interesting because you said that and I went, I don't think so. And you went, okay, wait, hold on. Maybe that's not it. It's this other thing. But it was it. Just to tell you, I looked back in his pictures of when he was, you know, 2 and 3 and he has like deep, deep blue eyes. And now he has green eyes. So
there you go. I love how he's like, oh yeah, they used to be blue, but now they're green.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. It was just, I was like, oh my God. There were other things that you said that I think why I just bawled through that reading was there were other things that you said that I have literally told no one my whole life. So one of them was you said, she shows me that you have a belief that you're not going to live very long and that you only have about 25 more years and that you're going to pass sort of in a similar way that she did. That has been something I've carried around for 15, 20 years and never told anyone, because some part of me felt like if I say it out loud, then it'll really be true. You know what I mean? Mm. So I never wanted to say it to a single soul. So when you said it, I think like my instinct was just, I just started laughing because I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't. It was so crazy. It was so just wild to me. I mean, the whole thing was wild, but then to say something that I literally have never told anyone, that was incredible. And it really shifted that for me. It really shifted that for me in a way that I didn't know how much I needed that until it came through.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Huge.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. I can't thank you enough for the experience. And you said that you light a spark for people. And that is exactly what I feel like you've done in my life. Yeah. So I just feel like now it's just hanging on to it, you know, and exploring it and making sure the little flame is fanned.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and you will. Yeah. Thank you. Well, thanks for letting me read for you have this discussion and for sharing it with everyone else. I think it's really, it's a beautiful thing to be able to offer. So I really appreciate you.
Oh, I'm just so grateful to have been a part of it. And I just grateful for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah. Grateful for you as well.
I have some seriously cute photos to share with you of Nicole as a baby with her mom. They made me smile a big smile. And Nicole shared some beautiful words about her mom that made us get to know her even better. You can find these beautiful images on our Patreon, and you can find the link to our Patreon in the show notes below. Patreon is a way for you to help support the show, but it's also a way for me to support you in moving beyond your own grief and moving beyond your own spirituality. You're going to find the full conversation uncut that I had with Nicole following our session, as well as meditations, spiritual exercises, and lots more.
Thank you for listening to Moving Beyond, the podcast. We would like to thank everyone who has shared their loved ones, their stories, and their heartbreak with us, making this podcast possible. If you haven't yet left us a rating or a review, we would greatly appreciate it as it helps others find the show. Moving Beyond is an independent podcast produced by Fleur Lesink and Elizabeth Mihelich, with additional support from the team at 2020 Intuition, including Lotta, Teresa, Min, and Jill. Original music composed and produced by Lucas Tuttle. To learn more about Medium Fleur and her book, Moving Beyond, that teaches you how to access your intuition, psychic ability, and spirit connection, please visit www.mediumfleur.com. The link is in the show notes. If you'd like to be on a future episode of Moving Beyond, please send Elizabeth a short email detailing the loss that you've experienced and how grief affects your daily life to podcasts@mediumfleur.com. podcasts@mediumfleur.com. If you'd like to know more about the guest and the loved ones who appeared in this episode of Moving Beyond, or how we create the podcast Moving Beyond, please visit our community at patreon.com. Simply search for Medium Fleur, MediumFleur. We'll see you there.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.